Welcome aboard, folks. Here we go with another week of Your Voice Counts. Thank you very much for joining in. I'm your host, Phil Turney, in the great state of Colorado, USS Liberty survivor, and very proud to be on this great radio station, Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Today, folks, we have a very, very, very special guest. I've been excited for several weeks knowing this gentleman was coming on air. And please hang on, Mr. Sand. We'll be with you just a few minutes after I get through with the USS Liberty business and a few other items here that I have to go through. I do that every show. But this week I want to start out with a very special thank you to my dear friend down in Old Mexico, Larry Thorne. Back in the 80s, he donated three lakefront properties and in a building to the USS Liberty Veterans Association, and has never really gotten any, thank you and recognition for that. But I wanted to thank my dear friend and shipmate, Larry Thorne. We like to call him Thornburg because when he was growing up, he thought he was a Sioux Indian, but he was really part Jewish, so we changed his name from Thorne to Thornburg. He wants me to come down to Old Mexico and spend a few days with him, but I told him I can't speak Spanish. And he says, well, I can. And I says, well, I didn't know you could. What can you speak? And he says, dos cerveza, please. So anyway, thank you, Larry, and I'll be down to see you someday. Love you, brother. Now, to get on to the rest of the business of the USS Liberty. Of course, I do this show because in memory of my shipmates, dead and alive, their families, and their extended families. They will never be forgotten in my eyes as long as I'm still alive and able to talk. I also want to thank John Gadusko and his wonderful site on the USS Liberty. Go to tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. That's the finest website on the internet. It'll tell you everything about the USS Liberty. Also, go to ushijack.com. That's run by James Ennis. What a slip of the tongue there. James Morris out in California. Thank you, James. That's ushijack.com. He's got a lot of interesting things on there, new things that I really can't get into all of them, but it's about the internet. They're trying to, hack into the internet, calling it a Patriot site and all this stuff, and it's very important. And also an article about Ralph Nader did an article about the Gaza and what's going on over there. And he's also talked quite a bit about the USS Liberty, Mr. Nader has. So thank you, Mr. Nader, for that. I really appreciate it. And also, folks, I want to thank especially RBN for giving me this opportunity to honor my shipmates aboard the USS Liberty that was slaughtered June 8, 1967 by the State of Israel in a sneak attack. 34 Americans were murdered. 174 others were wounded, including myself. There was over 850 cannon rocket holes in the ship. There were over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets in the ship. They threw napalm on top of the bridge into the side of the ship, tried to burn us up. They fired five torpedoes at us. One of them hit in the starboard side, instantly blowing to bits 25 of my shipmates. Folks, here comes some music, and I have to get off air for a moment. But remember, support your sponsors on RBN. RBN, because you can handle the truth. Thank you. See you in just a moment.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to Your Voice Counts on Republic Broadcasting Network. And I want to remind everybody that RBN is running a pledge drive. Folks, if you have any extra money that you want to keep this great radio station on the air and keep it the quality of guests they have and the quality of people that work at RBN, you need to donate to this wonderful cause. You can just go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on, you know, you can use your MasterCard or Visa, and that'll help out to RBN as well as help out Your Voice Counts. So it's certainly much appreciated, I'm sure, by all the hosts and the guests that come on RBN. And I want to thank again, the people that work in the booths and everything at RBN and keep things going, like Manny and Mike. And Manny's working the boards today, and I want to thank you, Manny. And I understand we had a double booking. Somehow that happened today, and I apologize to Mr. Dave Martin, but I believe he comes on next week. My apologies, Dave, my sincere apologies, but we will get you on the air, sir. No problem there. And also, Kat, she sings these beautiful songs, and I want to thank Kat, and especially her husband also, Rick. Thank you, Kat and Rick. You guys make a great pair. And you do a lot for the USS Liberty. Kat's voice and Rick going over, making sure Kat gets everything right, you know. I appreciate that, Rick. And God bless you both up in Minnesota. And hope it stays warm up there for you, or gets warm. And also my shipmate, Ron Kuchel, that gets a lot of guests for us. And a great guy. He was in charge of body recovery and identification, something that no person would want to go through. But Ron Kuchel is... He's been suffering that for the last 45 years, but he's held together, and he's a very big part of this radio show, as is James Morris out in California. So, again, folks, remember, this show is dedicated to the 34 men that lost their lives that day, the 174 were wounded, and not only physically but emotionally scarred, and they were scarred for life. Now, I would like to get to my very, very special guest after I say one more thing. If you want to get my book, What I Saw That Day, Go to 888-698-8706. That's 888-698-8706. And order my book. If you tell me you heard it on this radio show, you'll get a discount. Now, my special guest today, folks, and I mean a very, very special guest. It was my honor and privilege to have this man on air with me today. My great privilege. His name is Mr. Dwayne Sand. Mr. Sand graduated from the United States Naval Academy in 1990. Graduated from Naval Nuclear Power and Submarine School January 1992. Served as engineer and nuclear weapons security officer aboard USS West Virginia in 1992 through 1995. Served as an instructor at Nuclear Power School in Orlando, Florida in 1995 to 1998. Served as a weapons officer aboard USS Atlanta, 1998 to 2000. Recalled to active duty in 2001 to serve as a navigator aboard the USS Florida to 203. Extended on active duty due to 9/11 and assigned to UAV program officer in the Pentagon until 2004. Recalled again to active duty in 2005 to 2006 as an operations officer for Naval Coastal Warfare Squadron 33 in Iraq, Kuwait, and Bahrain. Been in the reserves from 2006 through the present. And it looks like if things keep on going like they are, you might get called up again, Dwayne. But I want to finish this off here in this great bio you have. And I know there's more to it than I'm reading off this screen here, but... You served as the commanding officer for Submarine Group 10 in Kings Bay, Georgia, 2007 to 2009. Currently serving as a Navy Emergency Planning and Liaison Officer for North Dakota in support of the Adjutant General. Just promoted to Captain, April 19th. Now, folks, if you don't know what Captain is in the Navy, it's a full-bird colonel in the Air Force, the Marine Corps, or Army or whatever. It's a very, very high, prestigious rank, believe me. Very hard to come by. His awards, 1 Meritorious Service Medal, 6 Navy Commendation Medals, 1 Army Commendation Medal, and 3 Navy Achievement Medals. Very outstanding, sir. His beautiful wife, Holly, and his kids live in North Dakota. Alan is 16 and Hannah is 13 in Bismarck, North Dakota. I hope I got through that okay, Captain, and welcome to Your Voice Counts. What brings you on air today?
Well, Phil, hey, let me tell you, first of all, I'm very proud and glad to be here, and thanks for that wonderful introduction. If I knew you guys were going to read it verbatim like that, I would have made it much more modest sounding, at least. But it's been a long 20 years in the Navy and 41 countries, 2 wars. You kind of tend to have a lot of things to write down when you describe that time frame. I know you know, and so your listeners know, I'm running for United States Senate in the great state of North Dakota, the only state that's had unprecedented positive economic growth in the last consecutive 10 years. And we've got a primary challenge. It's June 12th, but from a political standpoint, but more importantly, a veteran standpoint, to share with you guys a story of how we're going to take this message to the U.S. Senate is why I'm on your show and why I'm glad to be here talking to your listeners today.
Well, thank you, Dwayne. And first of all, I want to thank you very much from the bottom of my heart and the crew's heart for your valued service to this great, great land we have, the United States of America. But I don't know how much longer that's going to last or stand. And what are your thoughts on that, Dwayne?
Well, you know, I, in my stump speech that I give multiple times each week, I talk about what I just said. I've been in the Navy now actually 22 years, 41 countries, 2 wars. I know for a fact, without any question in my mind, that United States of America is the greatest country the planet's ever known. But you're absolutely right. It's at a crossroads. There's tremendous struggles. We've had a Democrat Party that was a proud believers in capitalism and right versus wrong and liberty that we brought it to the world, you know, freeing and liberating hundreds of millions of people with, defending other countries who were being attacked when we weren't ourselves. And now we're mired in debt. The Democrat Party has become a socialist party for largely in Washington, D.C. The Republican Party is, you know, gone out in the wilderness. I think Ronald Reagan wouldn't be happy with the Republican Party today. There's an old joke I tell as well on the stump, Phil. It's that if the Democrats propose we burn down Washington, the Republicans will say, well, let's phase it in over 5 years. I mean, it's not the kinds of debates we used to have about the greatness of America and what it could be, what it should be, what it was. And to get it back to where we need it, we're going to have to fight hard for it. And those of us veterans who have fought for it know it's worth fighting for, and those are the best kind of leaders we should have in Washington.
Well, Dwayne, that's very, very commendable, the way you feel and the way you talk. You have a very persuasive tone to your voice, and I just pray that you get elected to the Senate. And as we talked briefly, you told me that you were a very conservative, or pretty conservative, Republican, and that's very refreshing, because I'm a very conservative Republican myself. But I have this year kind of leaned towards Ron Paul for a lot of reasons, because of less government and more rights given back to the people. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, Ron Paul is actually one of the better of explaining the way ahead our country needs to go fiscally in order to restore our greatness. I agree with almost everything he says. I agree even with him as a veteran who's been to nearly every foreign base or every American base on foreign land, that we can't afford and in most cases shouldn't have them there anymore, because they are, you know, they're accomplishing a mission that's not even relevant anymore. All the bases I've been to in Europe and Southeast Asia are Cold War bases. So I've met Ron Paul several times, talked to him several times this year. He's come to North Dakota. I think he's a great guy. I hope that Romney will absorb many of his ideas, as I do hope he absorbs ideas from Santorum and Newt Gingrich. I think this is the last chance that we can get a Republican president in the White House that really truly stands with the ideas of the Republic and what America stands for, and not break many of the promises and go down the path that you expect much more liberal Democrats to do. You know, I have truly great respect and admiration for George W. Bush. However, he grew government from $5 trillion to $10 trillion in debt over 8 years. Now, Obama's done $6 trillion in three. But, you know, his 2004 plan for Medicare Part D and all the all-you-can-eat pork buffet bridges to nowhere in entitlement spending that just grew under Bush. It was like a Democrat light, just like his dad, Bush Sr. Respectable men, not taking away the fact that they're respectable men, but we can't do this anymore. We can't create more government just to get reelected, because our country is seeing, like I said, a crossroads where that we're mired in debt that we can no longer maintain. If we don't fix this soon, we're going to go the way of Greece and others, and looking for the rest of the world to bail us out. And that is appalling to me, just absolutely appalling.
It is, Dwayne, and what is so scary is our debt in around the world, like the Marines that are leaving in Okinawa, which I'm glad they're living there. And I think that's part of what you're talking about, is bases we don't need. Folks, here comes the break. Please support your sponsors on RBN. Dwayne will be right back on the few minute break, and then we'll just step right back into it. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Keravim, the best supplements on earth.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to your voice counts on Real News, Real Talk, Real People, RBN, because you can handle the truth. Dwayne, as we were just cut off a few seconds ago, you were talking about George W. Bush and his father, and I have a question for you. Hopefully you can answer it for me. I voted for George W. Because he ran on the platform of nation building. And all of a sudden, after 9/11, we get involved with a war in Iraq. In Iraq, the people of Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. And we went in there on the pretext of weapons of mass destruction, and my hero, Colin Powell, got on the floor of the Senate and the Congress and the UN and basically lied to the world and to the American people that why we were getting into this war, this terrible, terrible war that so many men lost their lives and limbs. What are your thoughts on that, please?
Well, Phil, a couple of things. Historically speaking, 9/11 was more a more significant and coordinated and terrible attack on our own soil than Pearl Harbor. Okay, so historically speaking, historians and what they'll write, the fact that we attacked Al Qaeda. Needs to be written because that's what what we needed to do, and all those involved in Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is not a nation state like Germany, Berlin in World War II, where we needed to defeat the Germans or the Japanese. We need to wipe them out. There are bad people in this world every day who get up and think about, come up with ideas how to attack America. We always need to be prepared to defend ourselves. And not to say on a different subject, we should talk about controlling our own borders should be part of that, which we don't do. But When it comes to the intelligence of going into Iraq, let me tell you and your listeners, I was sitting at my desk in the Pentagon and on the OPNAV staff and 81 working for Admiral Crenshaw, and we were all at our desk the moment we crossed the border and launched missiles into Iraq. And all of the intelligence that we had and all the intelligence that the Senate and the House members, Republican and Democrat alike, it was a unanimous thing that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and was part of the reason why the harboring of al-Qaeda and the planners, as there was in Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, and other countries in the Middle East, why that attack on us occurred. I do not personally think that George Bush wanted to beat or defeat Saddam Hussein because his dad hadn't finished the job. I truly believe that the reasons we went into Iraq on that day, the day we were all sitting at our desk watching it happen on television screens and listening to it in the Pentagon, was to defeat a person who had murdered hundreds of thousands of his own citizens, did not allow children, women and girls to get education, but more importantly from the mission at hand, had weapons of mass destruction that he would use, just as we know now that we think Iran will use against us, ultimately, as they want to wipe us off the map. If we were wrong, he didn't have those weapons of mass destruction. We went in for the wrong reasons because the intelligence was wrong. I don't think the intent was wrong. And that has been a point of where I've disagreed with some people who think we should not have gone in there at all. Because now thousands of American men and women have died in Iraq. I've served in Iraq. And we have liberated tens of millions of women and children from a tyrant, a brutal dictator. And the world is better off today without Saddam Hussein than it was before. That I know for sure.
Well, I agree with you on that topic about Saddam Hussein. And I do know when they were fighting the Iran-Iraq war that our government, the United States government, provided Saddam Hussein with very powerful weapons, even chemical weapons that he used ultimately on his own people as well as the people of Iran. Yes, he was a scoundrel, no doubt. But into a little deeper thought here, now this war in Iraq and possibly Iran, are these wars, and let's throw in Afghanistan there. My son just got back from Afghanistan. And he just got out of the Wounded Warrior Program. He was in there 15 months. But are these wars being fought all for the benefit of Israel?
Well, I don't personally think they are. I personally don't. I mean, I understand, you know, and you and I have talked a little bit via email mostly about the USS Liberty and what happened there. And I don't discount it one bit. I told you what we were taught at the Naval Academy. I think that the fact that some people believe that the American government will do whatever necessary to prevent an attack on Israel, that may exist in Washington, D.C. I don't know that that is what will control the policy that did something like that, because I don't think that would happen. I think that the focus from the global war on terror is to defeat the enemies of America that attacked America. And that didn't happen in Iraq properly, but it is finishing up hopefully now in Afghanistan.
Okay, Dwayne, we're going to get another break here, and then we got a long run, 17 or 18 minutes. And we do have some callers on the line. We'll take a few calls, and I got a couple more questions. And thanks, folks. Again, support your sponsors on RBN, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go for a good long run on Your Voice Counts. Your host, Phil Turney, survivor, USS Liberty. Is my honor here to today to have on Dwayne Sand from the great state of North Dakota. North Dakota is running as a Republican for the Senate seat there. And at the end of the show, we're going to find out how we can help you win that race up there, Dwayne. But I wanted to let the people know what you were talking about when you what you were taught at the Naval Academy, and I believe what you wanted to say, or what I took in my mind, was that you were taught that the attack on the USS Liberty was just a total mistake. And I'm sure I'm not misquoting you. I hope I'm not anyway.
No, that's pretty accurate. I mean, keep in mind we had naval history on several incidents that had happened with both South Korea, Vietnam, and USS Liberty my junior year, which is 1988. So we're talking 24 years ago. I think I first spoke to you, Phil, 3 months ago. And a lot of times if you don't revisit issues and subjects, you retain the knowledge you were taught from many years ago, which I'm sure I've forgotten some. But I do recall that it was came across as an attack of mistaken identity from Israel on your ship, which is, you know, a very, to say the least, egregious and sad situation, especially with the American flag flying so, you know, high and proud. It's not explainable. And I think there's clearly an effort to, like many things that happen in our history where maybe those high in government don't want to embarrass who they believe are allies and put blame where blame needs to go. And there was no full accountability for that. And, you know, many American sailors died that day.
Yes, they did, Dwayne. Yes, they did. And, you know, I can speak to a man aboard the USS Liberty. We do not blame the United States Navy one iota other than the higher-ups that did the cover-ups. But we did help was sent off the USS Saratoga not once but twice by Captain Tully, a very fine aviator and World War II hero, and he was the captain of that great ship, the USS Saratoga. And they recalled the aircraft twice. Ultimately, Captain Tully was relieved of his command when they got into Suda Bay Creek. But I wanted to get into something just a little bit different here, and then we're going to take a call or two. There was a ship called the USS Amberjack, a submarine, and I think there, if there's anybody in the world that has the knowledge, you could probably answer this question for me. And we've talked to survivors from the USS Amberjack, and they're very, very afraid to come on air or talk publicly, so they're mostly anonymous. But they've told us that they were very close to us, within 30 to 40 feet, and they could see us with their telescope and periscope. And they also filmed the whole event, and they could hear the screams of the men that got slaughtered during the torpedo attack. Now, with your expertise of being a sub sailor, Dwayne, is that possible to hear that? I don't know how the sophistication was in 1967, but I do know the USS Liberty was the most sophisticated spy ship in the world. So I assume we were tagged all the time by another spy submarine. So I don't know if this is classified or not, or if you just want to drop it and get away from it, that's fine too. But if you want to answer it, please do.
Well, I'll tell you just from a technology standpoint, something that's not classified, and I've not been briefed on that situation. I've not been read in on it, so I don't want to be quoted as a subject matter expert on it. But could they hear that via sonar? Absolutely. I mean, passive sonar on submarines are the ears of the submarines, and ever since World War II, it's not altogether technologically difficult. I mean, you use arrays and hydrophones, and you can hear anything. You can hear shrimp chirping at the bottom of the sea, crabs fighting. You can hear dolphins whistling and talking amongst each other. To hear conversations of what happens on a ship, like the Liberty or any other ship in America, through the hull of the ship into the water is very easy to do, and it's done. I mean, you hear all sorts of things when you put on those headsets and or turn the speakers up and listen. So that is very clear. I'm sure that there were submarines there. I know that that submarine was in that area. I can't say where it was exactly. But to hear those things, especially men yelling and screaming and pain, dying in the waters, very, very likely that if they were within 10,000 yards, which is 5 nautical miles, they could certainly have heard that very, very well.
I thought so, and thank you for clarifying that. And I was told by one of the men off the USS Liberty that is in contact with one of the Amberjack guys, they were about 40 feet from us. So with their periscope up, so everything falls into place. Dwayne, do you mind taking a few calls?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, great. And folks, I want you to be respectful and dignified with this great American hero, and in your questions, whether you agree or disagree, please respectfully address the next senator of North Dakota, please. Thank you. Rachel from California, please come on air.
Well, Phil and Mr. Sands, I hope if you get into the Senate, you do make a difference, and I hope you open up an investigation for the USS Liberty attack that happened on June 1967, and I hope, too, that you don't vote for anything to censor any kind of communication, like my friend's website, ushijack.com, which is very, very informative, and it brings up issues like what Congress did. They overwhelmingly voted for that bill to censor the Internet and get in there and, you know, monitor it. And I think it's the work of the, of course, I think it's the work of the pro-Israeli lobby myself. And I'm a Republican for Ron Paul, but I'm re-registering as an independent after, day after the primary, you know, because I think our party has been hijacked by AIPAC and the other neocons. And, you know, we were attacked on 9/11 on because of U.S. support for Israel. And that's conveyed in the 9/11 Commission report on page 147. And the thing with Saddam Hussein, he was only hated by America because he hated Israel. He didn't want them, you know, we only went to war there for their security. And, you know, as far as him murdering his people, well, all he was doing was in his, I mean, that's up to him. You know, it's, we have to leave other countries alone, like Ron Paul said. And but what do you think about, and would you, if you were to win the Senate seat, and, you know, I hope you do, open up an investigation for the USS Liberty attack?
Well, I'll answer that last question first, because that's the most important one, clearly. I would be very, I would ask for a full briefing on this. And if I ended up not having any of the answers that many of you have raised to me tonight and before, I would certainly do that. I think it's necessary. I think actually there's a few other investigations that would be opened up to some things that weren't done right, because I have sensed over the many years and in dozens of countries I've been to that a lot of times, especially after we've made commitments with U.S. troops, that our government forgets about what's best for our troops and what's better for the government, which, of course, they're a part and want to get reelected to stay in control of. I mean, I remember vividly, and I'm off on a little tangent here, sitting in a mess tent on the border of Iraq and Kuwait in 2005, watching the very same politicians who wanted us to be fighting the war in Iraq saying we couldn't win it. And you've never seen so much food thrown against so many televisions in a mess tent before. I think there were eight of them, and all of them, you know, it's very clear to me after all these years of traveling and all these conflicts I've been involved in that a lot of times the government forgets what's best for the troops that they've committed to putting our lives on the line for in these wars. So I would absolutely be glad to do that, you know, especially since it's Navy and I'm a naval officer, a Navy captain. I think it would actually be better if I did something like that than another generic type non-veteran member of the Senate. And just so you know as well, Phil, too, for your listeners, there's two of us in this primary. The primary is June 12th. There's whoever wins this Republican nomination, I truly believe in such a red state as North Dakota, will be the next U.S. Senator from North Dakota. So I feel very good about our chances of winning. For what any of your listeners think about Dick Morris from Fox News, he spent the whole day with me and night with me Thursday and yesterday morning in Fargo. So I think we've got great momentum on our side to get to D.C. and help open up some of these kinds of cases and investigations.
Outstanding. Thank you, Dwayne. And thank you, Rachel, for your great call. And thanks again, Rachel, always for your support for the USS Liberty. And now I'd like to bring up my dear friend and shipmate, Ron Kukul, in the great state of Wyoming. Please come up, Ron.
Thanks, Phil, and congratulations, Captain Sand.
Hey, Ron, thank you. It's been a long time coming.
I think you deserve it. I really do. I would like to quote one thing to you as quick as possible. I don't like to take up a lot of other people's time. On page 388 of Dean Rusk, former Secretary of State Dean Rusk, book As I Saw It, he quotes, and he is speaking about the USS Liberty, said, "But I was never satisfied with the Israeli explanation. Their sustained attack to disable and sink Liberty precluded an assault by accident or by some trigger-happy local commander. Through diplomatic channels, we refused to accept their explanations. I didn't believe them then, and I don't believe them to this day. The attack was outrageous." Quoted by former Secretary of State Dean Rusk, who, God bless his soul, is gone now. I would like you, if you would, just a short response to that.
Well, listen, those of us who've been in combat situations, there's no scenario in which any of those situations or the attack on USS Liberty can happen by one rogue fighter pilot or whatever. There has to be a leadership coordination for as much damage as Liberty had. I'm not that educated in what happened, but I do know to the extent of what the damage happened, it's not just a fluke that some fighter pilot mistook the Liberty for, a different kind of platform, enemy platform. So clearly there was planning coordination. And if there's planning and coordination from a military, especially one like Israel, then that means civilians had to know about it. And the fact that there hasn't been the kind of clarification, explanation that I think would put a lot of these issues to rest is just more reason why there should be an investigation into it. We have an obligation to our people and to serve those service members and their families to do that, because this country is the greatest country in the world. If those of us who have put our life on the line and were treated in the way that you all were treated still have questions, well, then let's just get the answers. It's that simple. I mean, we put a man on the moon. Why can't we get answers to this? That's my answer.
Thank you, Captain. Just one more quick statement, and then I'm going to get out of here. I think I could bring about 14 other VIPs that would say almost exactly the same thing as Dean Rusk said. One of them was even the assistant director of National Security Agency. And I could go on and on and on. I'm not going to. I want to hear what you had to say, and I really appreciated what you had to say about the closeness of the Amberjack, and if they could have heard what they said they heard. I'm just going to come right out and say I have talked to these people. I have talked to one that called me two Christmases ago, and he said it was the most terrible sounds he ever heard in his life of men dying. I'm going to just leave it at that. Thanks for letting me on here right away, Phil. I just don't want to take up other people's time. And I really appreciate you, Captain Sand. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. You have a great Navy D.
Ron, thank you, shipmate. Those were some very interesting questions, and they got answered the way they should have been answered, in my view. And I'll tell you, one of our greatest supporters, Dwayne, throughout the years before this great, wonderful war hero passed on was Admiral Thomas Moore, the former joint chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the only admiral to serve as a supreme commander in the Atlantic and the Pacific Fleet. Quite a guy, as long with Admiral Starring, former JAG officer of the former lead JAG officer of the United States Navy. And it looks like we have David in Washington. Welcome to the show, David. Thank you. And what is your question?
Bill, thank you. Thank you. A pleasure talking to both of you. I've got a couple of comments to make. I heard Mr. Sand say, or Captain Sand, just for background, I'm a former sergeant, United States Marine Corps. I've spent 67 and 68 in Vietnam. I tuned in late. I was didn't get to the program until about halfway through it. And now, as I tuned in, I heard Mr. Sand condemning social programs as being the cause of that we are bankrupt. He totally disregards the cost to of our military. It's not social programs. It's due to military expenditures. 50 cents of every dollar, roughly, that our Congress gets to operate our entire country on goes toward military budgets, both wars past and present. You can look that up, War Resisters League pie chart. Google that into any search engine. Mr. Sand was praising war criminal George W. Bush ad nauseum. Bush is a war criminal. If he were a German, he would have been tried and hanged at The Hague with 11 other Germans for taking a nation to war in an aggressive, unnecessary war and for all the damage that that war caused. 1 million people died in Iraq because the United States forces invaded Iraq. They were minding their own business in their own country. We moved in with shock and awe and just slaughtered civilians in droves. And it's still going on now. We've totally fractured a viable country into three different parts, and it's not going to be right in my lifetime for the people living there. Bush is a war criminal. He should not be praised. The reason we are in Afghanistan...
Folks, we got to go to our next break here. David, thank you very much for your call. Folks, support your sponsors. We'll be back in just a few moments. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth on this great station, Republic Broadcasting Network. Just a minute.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Bit of your voice counts, and I wanted to thank you, David, for your comments and your service to the United States of America in Vietnam. Semper Fidelis to you, sir. And we have a caller in California. William, please come up. You're number four.
Sir, hello, gentlemen. I was actually going to talk about the same thing. He said, if I'm not misquoting you wrong, Captain Sands, you said the world is a better place since we invaded Iraq. Honestly, I couldn't disagree with you more. Yes, Saddam Hussein was a tyrant and he did some egregious things, but what we've done in the course of these two occupations are I think, far more egregious, because What we've done, we've used depleted uranium, and that's going to last for millions and millions of years. We completely decimated the whole country of Iraq their water supply, it'll never be the same, and it'll never be able to flourish like it once has. And, you know, to say that we, you know, the world is a better place when we just completely destroyed an entire country that has so much history, which we let, you know, our military just stand by after we disbanded their police force and their military, and we stand by and watch them get looted of all of their ancient artifacts, and we're just sitting there smoking and joking, you know, there's so many travesties, and George Bush was a war criminal. You know, we use depleted uranium, white phosphorus, you know, both are illegal under Geneva Convention. Nothing was done against that. There's, like the last caller said, you know, over a million people have died. You know, how many people did Saddam kill, and whose weapons did he use to kill the Kurds? It was our military weaponry that we gave him. So it's like, you know,
William, let me break in here a minute I'm not trying to cut you off or anything like that, but I want to give Mr. Sand, Dwayne, a chance to comment because
okay.
Both of your questions, David in Washington and you in California, William, I don't want to get piled on here. Let's let Mr. Sand go ahead and talk answer your questions.
No, listen, I love these questions. Before I start, let me say anyone, like my uncle Sam, to David, I have great respect for you and what you've done for our country, serving in Vietnam in 68 time frame in the Army, whether you're infantry, artillery, or building roads like my Uncle Sam. I take my hat off to veterans like that. At least in Iraq, we could see people coming. In Vietnam, in the jungle, you couldn't. And a lot harder, to cope with day-to-day struggle. You can't misquote me. I didn't say that social programs have been the ruin of the country. That's one I wrote down here. I certainly didn't say, I did say that the world is better off with Saddam Hussein not in it. That is no question what I said. But I wonder if these people, William, especially if you have even been to Iraq, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. I absolutely stand by the fact that the world is better off and Iraq is better off without Saddam Hussein in it. But I do not believe, and I will never agree, that George W. Bush is a war criminal. Won't go there. I think it's an extreme position, and I think it's an unhealthy position for people to think that in our country. Otherwise, every president in the world in our country's history has been for every war we've ever fought.
Okay, thank you, Dwayne. Senator Sand, I'll be the first to shake your hand when you get elected, sir. God bless you. God bless your family. And anything that we can do to help you get elected, we'll certainly try to do it. And I'll be in touch with you by email. And thanks again for coming on RBN. Your voice counts.
Send an email
day, at folks.